Well, some people get richer off of it and some get poorer. Because, as I tell you, they don't consult the fishermen them. They don't come and say, well, we're going to do this or we're going to do that.
Oil the threat. Oil the threat.
Today, 4 out of 5 concessions granted by the government of Nicaragua for the oil exploration is in the Caribbean Coast. These concessions granted by the Ministry of Energy and Mines were given by the Autonomous Regional Government. There are 2 concessions that were granted to Infinity Energy Resources and 2 to Noble Energy, which had finished drilling the first well in November 2013. Due to certain information that we get to know around the procedures of the final approval of the concession, show us a perfect example of Nicaraguan political culture with disrespect and indifferent national law. In this case, it ignores especially the procedure of the autonomy law. And most important of all, it pays no attention and violates the basic right of the people of the 2 autonomous regions. The law 435 states that all concessions and contracts for the rational exploitation of resources that are on indigenous or Afro-descendant land, first the people of the community need to be consulted. Previously, the municipality can express their opinion and the regional council can give the resolution, but no concession should be given in your territory if the people was not consulted. Let us listen to Ms. Ingrid Cuthbert, ex-regional council member of Pearl Lagoon, and Ms. Nora Newell, coordinator of the Creole Communal Government of Bluefield.
And in a form, na marena, na no serena, none of the eras then is over the community. Because law 445 stated that the maximum authority are the big assembly of the community. And the people are the entity to see the regulator of these things, not to give no permission to exploit. First, they have to come to the community to get the permission, and them things don't happen.
The law is clear. It says that there is no concession should be taken place inside of your territory if you have not been consulted. That a council member, could you imagine a council member that should be defending the rights of the autonomy? Right, defending the rights of the people of the community, and then he got up and he mentioned that bluff, you know, is not part of Bluefields, because we were stating that bluff is a part of the territory already claimed by the Creole Communal Government.
The history begins when Nicaragua's government awarded concession in 2006 to the company Infinity Energy and MKJ, today known as Noble Energy, but were not accepted and endorsed at that time by the regional authorities. In 2008, a regional session was held in Kern Island. The regional president in that time is Lourdes Aguilar Gives, assured the reporters of La Prensa that the South Atlantica Regional Autonomous Council did not have enough money to pay for it, so it was paid by a donation made by Noble Energy. In this session, the regional government granted the oil concession, but it was until 2013 in a regional session in Pearl Lagoon where the regional councillors gave the permission for the exploration to Noble Energy. Most communal and territorial authorities were not consulted as required by the law. Leaders from Bluefield, Pearl Lagoon and Kern Island express their opinion.
Pearl Lagoon, which I think is good when the regional council can go out and have session in the communities. But
you remember what year that was?
That was last year. And that session was interesting, but was planned in a way that, you know, they burn out all the concejales because we had 2 days there and they wait on the last day and then they put the points on the last point. I said, well, the point we will approve this session because everybody didn't discuss it. Everybody just lift up their hand and say, yeah, we agree. The only man get up and talk, they will refill. Yeah. Oh, I'm surprised you never come back this permission long time because we know backward. The other one, them not going ahead. And I said, wow. The first time, but are you going to session like that? You know, because him is man not like go session, you know, so.
In no moment, the Creole Communal Government was consulted.
Did this without even consulting the territorial government of the Co-Atlantic Coast.
Negative. We never, nobody can consult with we.
If the population was consulted or not, does not seem to matter much to the central government. According to WikiLeaks, which is an international non-government organization that publishes anonymous media reports and leaks sensitive issues contained in government, religion, and business documents, Presidente Ortega, together with the Minister of Energy and Mines, Emilio Rapacholi, negotiated behind closed doors directly with the Director of United States Overseas Private Investment Corporation and oil concession. OPIC's task is to mobilize private capital to help United States business gain footholds in emerging markets and solve critical development challenges, and in doing so, advanced U.S. foreign policy. In a report with confidential stamp sent from Managua to Washington by the then U.S. Ambassador Paul Crivelli on the 21st of September 2007, it revealed that Ortega asked for $7 million to finance the construction of House Paz Felix in the North Autonomous Atlantic Region, channeled through loans by Bancentro in Biloy. According to Crivelli, Ortega was interested in receiving aid to build 30,000 houses for workers in the free trade zone with funding from OPIC. OPIC, for its part, reveals in the report that whenever the contracts and concession of MKG started, then they can also proceed with the two projects proposed by him. Let us listen to several opinions.
I feel like when they authorize this thing, it's like selling your soul to the devil.
Well, all this thing we're happening is direct with the central government, you see. So they're not putting in the business.
Many times we take a decision because the central government don't give. So what? Sometimes we just say the central government don't give, the regional give. So is we look like stupid not doing it.
Approve that even without the consents. Well, I get to know about that because, well, that is a project, a national project that came out. And, well, you know, we had the regional government here, session in Ancorn Island. And we're the majority in consenso. They approve the exploration and exploitation of this.
Concession was given just by the government, central government.
How you all get to know about it?
Well, the different levels of government in the region.
We cannot say that WikiLeaks is a reliable source of information because the veracity of the information leaked by WikiLeaks worldwide is often doubted, especially by the government. Therefore, we try to get a confirmation to this information from the Consejo de Comunicación y Ciudadanía, but there was no answer to our petition. What is proof is that in 2008, Bancentro made the announcement and loans of worth of CM $7 million. We visited Bancentro Biloy to verify this information, but they told us that as policy, this information cannot be given. We also asked the population in Biloy about the loans. No one knows about it. We did not verify the construction of houses of the free zone, but what we do know for certain is that the concessions were given.
I feel to myself that it probably could be a good thing if you handle it the right way, but we not going to get nothing out of it. I look at it that
Why?
Way. Because we are the last deck in the card, sadly to say, but that's true.
Oil the Threat, produced by independent journalist Alexander Brad Downs from Corn Island with the collaboration of Betania Sandless from Bluefields. This radio reportage is a product of the project support of journalism investigation in Nicaragua, managed by BICES, thanks to this radio station.